Let's now take a look at the Child Adolescent and Adult Full Assessment Medical History section. You will see that additional information will need to be gathered from the client as it relates to their medical history and needs. One thing I did want to point out that has not changed from our previous full assessments is that we're still asking for the doctor's name, phone number, as well as the date of last physical exam. If you notice, for both screenshots, the questions are very similar, if not identical. We are asking for the approximate date of last physical exam, whether or not the client has been to the ER for routine physical health care issues in the past 12 months, and if so, how many times, the date of the last labs that they've had, and whether or not they want help connecting to a primary care physician or pediatrician. A very slight difference that I wanted to point out on the right screenshot for the adult full assessment is the first question, which asks whether or not the client has a primary care physician. And a very quick note at the very bottom, please note that the disclaimer related to provision of resources and assessing for mental health barriers needs to be considered here, being that we are asking whether or not the client needs help connecting to a primary care physician or a pediatrician.